muscle generation? That sound?
Going. Vehicle going out.
Oh, I see. What's going? Oh, this is a car. Not generator. It doesn't change. This.
One up. One leg. It's okay.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Thank you. श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय। नमो जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहूँ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरि गौ भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी की जय। श्री श्री सिन्हा बालाजी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Visitari.
Hare Krishna. We celebrate with the Pasha, but we have it as a brother and sister from Maharaj. I'd like to say a few words about Maharaj. Maharaj was born in Bengal in 1945, and he has been in search of truth even at the Grand Bar. He was one of the Ananda Mahima and many others, and he was looking for the happiness truth. And he initially was born in 1976. And Prabhupada appreciated him so much that within a few months he gave him first and second institution immediately and subsequently Sannyas also in a very short period of time. And Prabhupada gave him the instruction that you can translate all your books into Bengali. So 20 books of Prabhupada are translated into Bengali. And also, Prabhupada made him his personal secretary by traveling in India during last year, 1926-1927, and planet. I have personally heard from Maharaj many of his cooking pastimes for Prabhupada, because Prabhupada Krishna Prabhupada. And also, Maharaj has been a GDC member of the Governing Body Commission, and in 1989 he was the chairman of the GDC. And most notably, all devotee community knows him for his wonderful kirtans as well as Hare Krishna. Once again, as Narayana Swami Maharaj said, Prasiddha Swami's kirtans are famous in all 14 worlds. They are very famous. In fact, the most of them could learn Vaishnava songs by hearing his songs. And also, as you all know, Avesta and Syrian, which is the commentator of as a episode when after Maharaj put his heart and soul in Gurukul and Prabhupada by making those videos. Now all over the world, Abhayacharan means Maharaj's videos. Everybody, many of us have learned Prabhupada's patterns by seeing those videos. And in the last few years, Maharaj moved to Ujjain. This is a very holy place. That is the ashram of Satipaya Muni. Teaching Krishna Balaram in Ujjain. So Maharaj, within a very short span of just 1 year, erected a very beautiful marble temple there, which is actually, which can be regarded as one of the wonders of the world. Because in such a short time, nobody has made a temple. Because Maharaj is able to travel so much all over the world, and they came together and supported, and they made the beautiful Ujjain temple now. And Maharaj, along with all his labels, stayed there, and also he visited in Bengal, in Mayapur, in Calcutta. In Calcutta he gave the seminar called Sharanagati, which is very important for growing devotees to learn how to surrender. So I have been asking Maharaj, when he did come to Pune sometimes and give the same seminar, but it was 2.5 days it takes to have a Gautami session. And yesterday also I asked Maharaj Prasad, and Maharaj was answering during it. But he told me that next time when I come, I will come for a little longer while today. And this time we are requesting Maharaj to speak on different themes in each of the lectures, but something which he is a great specialist at. He probably will be aware that Maharaj is a minister for Vaishnavism in this form. And that post is given to him by reason of his own Vaishnava behavior, exemplary Vaishnava behavior. So the first verse we are taking today is the morning is from Dhruva Maharaj's session, instructed by Narada Muni to Dhruva on how to deal with juniors and equals and seniors. So every one of the topics we have chosen is somewhat related to how to improve our Vaishnava behavior and become a better Vaishnava. And it's a very great fortune that we have such a authoritative personality like Maharaj on this field to teach us and enlighten us and educate us and purify us. So I thank Maharaj for taking out his valuable time and coming to Pune. In fact, we made a plan to come through three times and every time something else came up. And I also want to thank Parashana Prabhu and Samanji Mataji, who are quite instrumental in bringing Maharaj to Pune. Because they were right-hand family of Maharaj in Ujjain, and Maharaj has great love for them and their children. And now that their children have come to Pune for study, so they have also come here and they have been requesting Maharaj to come. So I thank them also for bringing Maharaj to Pune for this study program. Some of the people from Maharaj to Sikharaj and their temple.
Actually, I also had been very eager to come here and have the association of Radhishyam Prabhu and all of you wonderful devotees. Generally, I come to Pune. I had been coming to Pune when His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj was here, especially during the Pune Jatra, and it's and I very much also relish Maharaj's wonderful association. Actually, today's verse is very significant because the devotee's only desire is to have the association of advanced devotees. That's what we discuss through this verse today, which has been selected by His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu. A wonderful verse, we'll get into that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Naruttamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Dhirai Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 8। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम। टेक्स्ट 34। गुणाधिकान मूर्दम लिप्से अनुक्रोशम गुणाधमान मैत्रीम समानान अनिच्छन अनिच्छन न तापैर अभिभूयते। गुणाधिकान मुदम लिप्से अनुक्रोशम गुणाधमा मैत्रीं समानाद अनिच्छेन नातापैरभिभूयते। गुणाधिकान मुदम लिप्से अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमान मैत्रीं समादानन्निच्छेन नातापैरभिभूयते। गुणाधिकान मुदम लिप्से अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमान मैत्रीं समानादन्निच्छेन नातापैरभिभूयते। One who is more qualified. Mudam, pleasure. Lipshet, one should feel. Anukrosham, compassion. Guna adhama, one who is less qualified. Maitrim, friendship. Samanat, with an equal. Anichet, one should desire. Na, not. Tapui, by tribulation. Abhibhuyate, becomes affected. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Please repeat after me. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of him. When we find someone less qualified, we deride him. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our activities. These are the causes of all material tribulations. The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. Instead of being envious of a more qualified person, he should be jolly to receive him. Instead of being oppressive to a less qualified man, one should be compassionate towards him just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend. One should also have compassion for the people in general who are suffering due to the forgetfulness of Krishna. These important functions will make one happy within this material world. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavanshya Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhairevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vashadi Guru Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. गुणाधिकान मुदम लिप्सेद अनुक्रोशं गुणाधमात् मैत्रीं समानदं निच्छन् न तापैर् अभिभूयते. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate towards him. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship with him. In this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. So, our activities are generally motivated by two motivations. One is selfish motivation and the other is Krishna conscious motivation. Selfish motivation means when we put ourselves in the center. When we consider that I am the center of everything, I am the greatest. That is the natural materialistic tendency. In the material nature, everyone naturally feels that he is the center of it. In the material nature, in the material context, that is the natural tendency, that I am the center of it. The whole creation is revolving around me. And as a result of that, we suffer. Actually, this material nature is, this material nature has been arranged by Krishna, where Krishna actually allows us to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, we wanted to become the supreme controller, the supreme enjoyer. And as a result of that, Krishna had to create this material nature. We wanted to become like Krishna. Actually, we became envious of Krishna. We thought, why Krishna should be the supreme controller, the supreme protector? I should be the supreme enjoyer. Now, in the spiritual sky, that is not possible. The spiritual sky, the spiritual world is the world of absolute truth. So there is no room for any falsity. There everything is real. There is no room for unreal. We are not the controller. We are not the proprietor. We are not the supreme. We are always subordinate to Krishna. That is our situation. But when a living entity wants to enjoy without Krishna, when a living entity wants to enjoy by himself, then he comes under the control of this material nature, Maya. Krishna bohir mukh hoiya bhogobancha kare nikatastha maya tare japutiya tha. Jagadananda Pandit, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very intimate associates, is describing this point in a book called Prema Vivarta. That when a living entity desires to enjoy and becomes averse to Krishna, then Maya that is very close to him, Nikatastha Maya, Maya that is very Krishna's external energy, which is very close to him, immediately grabs him. Japotiyatha. Very tightly holds him. So that is the cause of our material bondage. Like we wanted to enjoy without Krishna. We were not satisfied being with Krishna in the spiritual sky. Bohirmukh. We turned our face away from Krishna. Krishna bohirmukh hoya bhogavanchakam. We wanted to enjoy without Krishna, becoming averse to Krishna. Actually, our consciousness can be projected only onto one point. Our consciousness can be either projected to Krishna's internal energy or it can be projected onto Krishna's, away from Krishna. We can either project our consciousness towards Krishna or we can project our consciousness away from Krishna. Because our consciousness is very minute, like just a ray. And to how many points a ray can be projected? The ray can be projected only onto one point. So it's either, the option is either Krishna or away from Krishna. So when our project, when our consciousness is projected towards Krishna, then we are Krishna conscious. Then we are the spirit in the spiritual sky. But when our project consciousness is projected away from Krishna, what is away from Krishna? Away from Krishna is Krishna's external energy. And immediately, as soon as we look away from Krishna, then immediately Krishna's external energy grabs us. This also has been very graphically described, how this happens. We look away from Krishna, then where do we look at? We look at Krishna's inferior energy. Now we are from the superior energy, the Jiva Bhutan Mahabaho. Aparayam itastanna prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutan mahabahu jajedam dharitiyam. So jiva bhutan, the living entities, we all are coming from Krishna's superior internal potency. Now we are exposed to the external potency which is inferior. So when we look at something that is inferior, we naturally develop a tendency to lord over, because the natural tendency to lord over the inferior. So we want to lord over this material nature. And as a result of that, we develop a mistaken identity, a false identity that I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, I am superior. And that is called false ego. False ego. Mistaken identity. What is that mistaken identity? I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. I am the proprietor. That is our false ego, ahamkara. Then we begin to plan how we are going to enjoy this material nature. That gives us the second covering, the covering of intelligence. And then our consciousness flows constantly towards the material direction, to the mind. In this way, we get the coverings of the three subtle elements. The covering of false ego, intelligence, and mind. And then accordingly, we develop our identity. We develop a subtle body. And according to the shape of our subtle body, material nature awards us a gross body. In this way, we become entangled or entrapped in this material world. Yes, sure.
जी डॉक्टर को हिंदी में और बात सुनता है तो
Yeah, I'm sorry. Really, it would have been better if I could get a class in Hindi. Generally, you conduct a class in English in the morning. Okay. Sometimes it's So this is how we get entrapped in the material nature with this gross body and the subtle body. And then as a result of that, what happens? As a result of that, we try to enjoy in the material nature, and as a result of that, we develop a natural tendency to exploit everything in the material nature. I am the center, I am the supreme, and everything is meant for my enjoyment. That is the materialistic tendency. And as a result of that, what happens? As a result of that, we always try to establish ourselves as the supreme, superior to everybody else. I am the best. I am the greatest. I am the supreme. And as a result of that, what happens? When I come across somebody who is superior to me, who is better than me, I become envious. Meaning, what is this tendency of envy? That why he is better than me? Why people are glorifying him? Why don't they recognize that I am actually the best? Actually, I am the best, but by mistake, because their illusion, they are thinking that he is better than me. That is a very typical materialistic tendency. And then, when you come across equal, then again we want to establish our supremacy to him. And we start to imply to him or make him understand that I am actually better than him. So I start to brag, I start to boast, to make him feel that he is inferior to me. And those who are inferior to me, I try to exploit them. Oh, so you are my inferior. So I come under my control. I am the, become my subordinate. Actually, in the materialistic world, in the materialistic nature, we all want to exploit everybody. That is the materialistic tendency. The tendency of exploitation. Material means, material world means a world of exploitation. Everyone is thinking that I am the greatest. Even an ant is thinking, I am the greatest. If a man comes across his way, he says, why did you come in front of me? Get out of here. Even an ant is saying that. Similarly, in this material nature, everyone is trying to exploit, and as a result of that, everyone is suffering because it is an unnatural situation that he is trying to create for himself. A living entity in this material nature is not the supreme, but he is trying to be supreme. He is not the controller, he is trying to control. And as a result of that, he invites difficulties and miseries for himself. Because it's not easy to control. It's not easy to become the supreme because I am not the supreme. So artificially we are trying to establish ourselves and it needs so many different arrangements. But all those arrangements ultimately become frustrating. And as a result of that, we become miserable. We are trying to be what we are not. Therefore, it is always causing us distress and inviting miseries for
for ourselves. So what is our natural situation? The natural situation is that we are not the supreme, but we are subordinate. Krishna is the supreme. Therefore, we must recognize Krishna's position as the supreme personality of Godhead and recognize our situation as his subordinate. And then, when we surrender unto him, then everything becomes so wonderful. So that's what Narada Muni is instructing to Dhruva. He's indirectly, actually, gradually, he is bringing him to that point. The surrender to Krishna, become submissive to him. And in that light, you look at everything. And this is actually the Madhyam Adhikar platform. The Vaishnavas are classified in three different categories. Neophyte devotee, second class devotee, and first class devotee. So neophyte devotee is the person who is still materially influenced, materially motivated. He has become a devotee, but his tendency is to think that he is the greatest devotee. That is the neophyte stage. He has become a devotee. He has accepted Krishna. He is trying to become a devotee. But because he has this materialistic mentality, what is the materialistic mentality? I am the greatest. Right? So now since I have become a devotee, I am the greatest devotee. That is the neophyte tendency. So what is the attitude like? His attitude is that Archayana Bahadaye, he worships Hari, Krishna. Archayana Bahadaye, Pujanja Shraddhaya Hate. He worships him with Shraddha, with respect, with faith, with love. He is worshipping Hari, Krishna, with faith. But Natan Bhakteshu Charaneshu. But he doesn't recognize his devotees or others. That means he thinks he is the only devotee. He doesn't recognize other devotees means he thinks others haven't become a devotee as yet. They're wearing tilak and kantimala, they shave their head, they're keeping a sikha, and they're chanting Hare Krishna, but they're not quite devotees as yet. The only devotee in this world is me. That is a neophyte stage. Kanishtha Adhika. Natan Bhakteshu Chaneshu. Sa Bhakta Prakrita Smita. He is a materialistic, Prakrita Bhakta. Materialistic devotee. Sa Bhakta Prakrita Smita. His tendency is still materialistic. I am the greatest. So now that I have become a devotee, I am the greatest devotee. That is how his materialistic tendencies are reflected. But then he comes to the second class platform. What is the second class platform? Second class platform is Archaya Vibhara, Ishwari Tadadhineshu Balisheshu Visatsucha Premo Maitri Kripa Upekha Jakaruti Samadhu. So second class devotee is that he recognizes Krishna as the supreme personality of God. Ishwari, to the supreme personality of Godhead, he has prema, love. Tad Odhineshu, meaning the devotees of the Lord. He has Maitri, friendship. Balisheshu, those who are innocent, towards him he has compassion. Kripa. And to the offenders, Bisatsu,
those who are offensive to Krishna, upeksha, disregard. So that is what Narada Muni is pointing out here to Dhruva Maharaj. That the attitude towards the superior, what is the attitude, mentality of a devotee? The mentality of a devotee is that he has respect for the superiors. He has friendship towards his equals. And he has compassion for the inferiors. Like these three considerations are always there. Some are superior to us, some are equal to us, and some are inferior to us. Now what is an attitude of a devotee towards these three different people? To a superior, he has respect, shraddha. Towards his equal, he has friendship. And towards the inferior, balish, those who are innocent, towards them, he has compassion. And of course there is upeksha. Narada Muni didn't get into that. That those who are averse to Krishna, those who are offensive to Krishna, avoid them. Don't bother about them. Don't mix with them. Just avoid them. And Narada Muni is pointing out that this is the real way to become happy, which means transcend the material platform and come to the spiritual platform. Then only you'll become happy. It's a matter of changing your attitude. It's a matter of changing your consciousness. You remain in material consciousness, that means the consciousness of supremacy, thinking that you are the supreme, and you develop the tendency to exploit. When you try to do that, you'll become miserable. Just try to exploit others. You think that you're going to enjoy by exploiting others, but you can rest assured that you'll become extremely miserable. On the other hand, just surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna means accepting Krishna's supremacy. Recognizing that Krishna is the supreme. So when we recognize that position of Krishna and we surrender unto Him, then we come to the platform, the Vaishnava platform. And Narada Muni is talking about the Vaishnava attitude. Those who are superior, Vaishnava thinks. What is the superiority here? That he is a better devotee than I am. He knows, he's more close to Krishna. He knows Krishna better than I do. Therefore, let me get Krishna from him. So that is the attitude of a devotee. Shraddha. You are so close to Krishna. Please bestow your mercy upon him. A mercy upon me. So that I can become a better devotee. That is the attitude of a devotee. As he pointed out, that when he meets a person more qualified than himself, then he becomes pleased. He becomes delighted. Oh, here is an opportunity to become more Krishna conscious. And when he sees someone inferior to him, then what is his attitude? He needs Krishna. He needs the mercy so that he can become a better devotee, so that he can come to a proper standard, so that he can become a devotee. So he preaches to them. He gives them Krishna. A Vaishnava has Krishna. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomaro shakoti as. Krishna is yours and you can give Krishna, so please give me Krishna. So that is the active relationship between the superior and inferior. Our position in the material nature is relative. Someone is superior to us, someone is equal to us, and someone is subordinate. or inferior to us. And accordingly, we deal with them. Now the ultimate consideration here actually is, it's all matter of our love for Krishna. The ultimate consideration for a devotee is plain, his love for Krishna. And it is that love for Krishna that is reflected onto different individuals in different ways. It's our love for Krishna that makes us look up to senior devotees, superior to us in spiritual context. Oh, you are superior to me. You are so close to Krishna. You have so much. You are so Krishna conscious. So please give me Krishna. Please bestow your mercy upon me. So that is the natural tendency of a Vaishnava towards a more exalted personality, more exalted devotee. Instead of becoming envious of him, he looks up to him as a source of Krishna's mercy. The mercy flows from above to below. Whereas Shraddha, respect, rises from below to above. Rises above. So those who are in lower position, their Shraddha rises for the superior personality, superior devotee. And a superior devotee, more exalted devotee's compassion and mercy flows towards an inferior situation. And among equals, maitri, their friendship. So that is a natural tendency that we develop when we come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, especially when we make little advancements. As I pointed out, that Kanishtha Adhikari cannot develop his mentality because of his materialistic mentality. He is a Prakrita Bhakta. He has become a devotee, but he is very much in this material world. But when he transcends that platform and comes to a more exalted platform due to his Krishna consciousness, when he recognizes Krishna and when he sees Krishna, in the spiritual context and sees everything else in relation to Krishna, then he develops this attitude. Because he is looking at everything, seeing everything in the light of his Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means in the context of Krishna. Then he sees, oh, this person is more Krishna conscious than I am. And this person, is less Krishna conscious than I am. So towards those who are more Krishna conscious, he develops a natural respect, and those who are inferior to him, towards them he develops his compassion, karuna, mercy. And among equal, he develops friendship. Now what happens when one comes to Uttamadhika platform? In Uttamadhika platform, one feels that everybody else has become a devotee, only he couldn't become a devotee. Now see the difference? The Kanishtha Adhikari thinks that he is the only devotee and nobody else is a devotee. But when he comes to Uttamadhika platform, then he feels that everybody else has become a pure devotee, only he couldn't become a devotee. So that is the wonderful aspect of Krishna consciousness. Everybody else has become a devotee, only I couldn't become a devotee. Just like Prabodhananda Saraswati, such an intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying, Banchitoshmi, 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 Nasansaya. Vishwa Gaura Rashi Magna, Sparsham of Imam. I have been deprived. Vanchitoshmi. No sanshaya, there is no doubt that I have been deprived. Vishwa Gaura Rashi Magna. The whole world has become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The whole world has become inundated with Krishna consciousness. But sparsham api maam naamave, I couldn't even get a touch of that Krishna conscious mercy of Sanjayana. So that is the mood of an exalted devotee, the uttamadhikar bhakta. This is not an artificial development or artificial acquisition. It's a natural development. It will automatically happen as we advance in Krishna consciousness. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, the more we will recognize that I am so, I have been deprived, I couldn't become a devotee. Just as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, Purishir keet hoite muishe lokishtha, jagai madhai hoite muishe papishtha. That I am more degraded than the worm in the stew. I am more sinful than jagai and madhai. Now just consider Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, such an exalted personality, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally empowered him to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is the crest jewel of all Vedic literatures. And this literature became manifest through this personality. How much mercy he must have received. How exalted a devotee he must be. But this is his mood. Purishir ki chaita vishadu. I am more fallen than a worm in the stew. I am more sinful than jagai and madhai. But it's a natural thing. We can't artificially pretend. Artificial pretension will not help. What we have to do, we have to develop our love for Krishna. And according to the degree of our love for Krishna, we will achieve our respective positions in Krishna consciousness. It's all a matter of developing our love for Krishna. But the goal is to achieve that point, reach that goal of becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. The pure devotee of Krishna means to develop this attitude that I am the most fallen. The whole world has become Krishna conscious. Vishwa Gaura Rashi Magnam. The whole world has become inundated by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The whole world has received Krishna. Everybody in this world has received Krishna prema. Only I have been deprived of this Krishna. So this is the wonderful world of Hare Krishna. And when we develop this attitude, naturally everyone around us will be happy. Everyone around us will be craving for our association. So to go back to the original point, there are two worlds, material world and spiritual world. The material world is the world where we want to become the supreme. And as a result of that, we want to exploit everybody else. I am the supreme, everyone is my subordinate, and everyone is meant to be exploited for my sense gratification, for my materialistic fulfillments. And the other world is the spiritual world. The world of Krishna consciousness. And there, I am a servant of Krishna.
I recognize myself as a servant of Krishna. And as a servant of Krishna, what do I want to do? I simply want to serve Krishna. And not only I want to serve Krishna, I want to serve those who are serving Krishna. I want to be an instrument in the hands of the servants of Krishna. So that is the world of service. Material world is the world of exploitation, and spiritual world is the world of service. So if we want to go back to the spiritual sky, all we have to do is to develop this attitude of service for the sake of pleasing Krishna. And when we enter, and the difference between material and spiritual is, the material nature is the world of suffering, and spiritual world is the world of enjoyment, ananda. Now we have to decide, what do we want? If we want to suffer, yes, we can stay in this material world. But if we want to experience joy, ananda, bliss, ecstasy, then we have to try to go to the spiritual world. And the way to go to the spiritual world is very simple. As Krishna is giving the indication at the end of Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braj. Just surrender unto me. That's the beginning point. Surrender unto Krishna. And the rest will automatically happen, provided we have the proper guidance of the exalted devotees of the Lord. They will show us how to develop this attitude of surrender. This surrender will be then transformed into the attitude of service, and this attitude of service will fill our hearts with ecstasy. So naturally everybody wants to enjoy. Nobody wants to suffer. Therefore we must make this very conscious effort to go back to the spiritual sky. Thank you all very much. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. So any question or comment? Yes? Just mentioned it. The way is sadhana bhakti. Devotional service is practice. So we have to practice because we haven't become perfect. We are approaching the platform of perfection from the region of imperfection. So what we have to do, we have to keep practicing. And this practice will make us perfect. And when you become perfect, we will become situated on the pure spiritual platform. But while we are practicing devotional service, few things are very important. One is to be in the right association. Because the proper association is very important. Especially now that we are in this material nature, especially in the age of Kali, which the condition is so degraded. Allurements of Maya is so strong. So the most important consideration here is to remain in the association of devotees. Because that association of devotees will give us the protection. Otherwise, we won't be able to maintain our Krishna consciousness. If we become deprived of the association of devotees, it will practically be impossible to maintain our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the first consideration is, be in the association of devotees. And again, then we go back to the same instruction of Maharaj. Look forward to a senior association, superior guidance, superior association. What should be our attitude? Sajatiya ashayatmikta sadhu sangha sato bole. The like-minded atmosphere, that means association of devotees, sadhu sangha, and sato bole, we must aspire for superior association. Because the problem is, if we are not in the superior association, but if we have the superior position and everyone else is subordinate to us, then we may develop this materialistic tendency to exploit. I am the greatest. I am the big guru. Right? And everyone is my servant. So I am the boss. So that's a very dangerous situation. Therefore we should always seek for a superior association, so that we can see our position as subordinate. So Krishna consciousness is a very, very scientific process. Follow the process properly, the result will be there. And we, another thing is that we have to see Krishna through his devotees. You see, Kanishtha Adhikari, he only sees Krishna but doesn't see his devotee. That's why he develops this attitude. He has to accept that Krishna is the supreme, but next to Krishna is me. Right? But actually, there has to be somebody between me and Krishna. That is the proper spiritual platform. Therefore, we have to be in the association of superior devotees, which means be under the guidance of a guru. Not one guru only. More you advance, the more the domain of our guru will increase. And what happens to a Uttamadhikari? Uttamadhikari sees that everybody else is his guru. Therefore he cannot preach. When everybody else is superior to you, how are you going to preach? Therefore Uttamadhikaris cannot preach. They have to come down to the Madhyamadhikar platform to preach. Because they have to make discrimination. Right? Thank you. Hare Krishna. There is a... Give him the mic. Hare Krishna. We cannot actually artificially develop this attitude. It will happen naturally. When I am a Kanishtha Adhikari, let me behave like a Kanishtha Adhikari. But try to become Madhyamadhikari. Right? So, and how will it happen? It will happen according to the development of our Krishna consciousness. Right? The first, I recognize Krishna. Then I begin to recognize Krishna's devotees. First I see the greatness of Krishna. But then I begin to recognize the greatness of Krishna's devotees. So when you begin to recognize the greatness of Krishna's devotees, then we come from Kanishtha Adhika platform to Madhyamadhika platform. And then when you become Krishna conscious, we see the greatness of Krishna, and in the light of that greatness we see that how everyone else is as the part and parcel of Krishna, are displaying that greatness of Krishna, then automatically I develop a humble attitude and I feel that I am so fond. So it's a matter of developing our Krishna consciousness. Okay, while the mic is being passed on, I'll just have some
handwritten questions. Okay, the question is, kindly put light on light-minded people. Actually, the expression I use is like-minded. L-I-K-E. But maybe it sounded like L-I-G-H-T. Yeah, I actually meant L-I-K-E, like-minded. Like-minded means, in simple words we can say, belonging to the same sampradaya. Since we are Gaudiya Vaishnava, so we should seek the association of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They are the like-minded because they are following the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they have accepted Krishna in a certain way. And because if we go to other kind of, say other sampradayas, then there will be some kind of conflict in understanding of Krishna's position. Our Krishna is Krishna of Vrindavan. If somebody is worshipping Krishna of Dwarka or Krishna of Mathura, although he is worshipping Krishna, there will be some discord.
Okay, so yes, what's your question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, pranam.
Hare Krishna.
My question is in fact that we have to develop our attitude and then you said that this is natural process means the love for Krishna and Prati everything means to go to a higher level we have to develop the attitude and what is your time between this develop the attitude and this is natural so
yes. The attitude will naturally develop. You see, the point is that as our love for Krishna develops, as we get closer to Krishna, our attitude will naturally develop accordingly. Say now we are in Kanishtha Adhikar platform. So I am behaving in a certain way. But someday, if I develop, if I get closer to Krishna, and accordingly, will I have better understanding of Krishna, better perception of Krishna, spiritual world, and in that light, I will be able to see the devotees of Krishna. And my attitude towards the devotees of Krishna will change. Initially, in Kanishtha Adhikar platform, I may have a tendency to exploit the devotees. But in Madhyama Adhikara platform, I'll develop an attitude of serving the devotee. So this is how, what I meant that our attitude also will naturally change. So I'll take one handwritten question. Thank you Maharaj for a wonderful lecture. What if one does feel the compassion in heart for inferiors but is not inclined to preach? How should one deal with such a thing and actually preach and show compassion through action? So what you are saying is self-contradictory. Like you are saying that he has compassion in heart but he doesn't preach. The compassion in heart will become manifest in the form of preaching. If you have compassion, you naturally preach. For example, say you are a doctor and you see that someone is suffering from some disease. What will be your natural attitude then? Won't you feel like going to him and tell him that, look, take this medicine? Now if you say that I am a doctor, I recognize the disease, but I don't want to treat. Then you call, will you call him a doctor? No. So if you, similarly, if you have compassion, then that compassion will naturally take the shape of bestowing your compassion upon that person. And that is in the form of preaching. So compassion means, the manifestation of compassion is naturally preaching. Hare Krishna, respected Maharaj, can you please tell how can we develop real Krishna conscious friendship with equal devotees? Very good point. How can we develop friendship with others? This friendship will develop through some actions, through some activities. Those activities are dadati, pratigrinhati, guihamakhati, prichati, bhumte, bhojayate chaiva, shadvidha priti lakshanam. This priti lakshanam, the display of friendly behavior or attitude will be manifest in the form of dadati, giving him something as gift, exchange, and accept things from him, pratigrinhati. Inquire from him about Krishna, and instruct him or share your realizations with him. Which guhyamakhati picha, bhumte bhojayate chaya. And when you get some Krishna prasad, you share it with him. And when he gives you Krishna prasad, you accept it with a grateful heart. So these are the ways we develop our friendship with other devotees. Meaning proper friendly dealings. The friendship will be manifest through proper friendly dealings. Hare Krishna Maharaj, can you please share some of your pastimes with Srila Prabhupada? Thank you very much. Okay, I will just share some short ones. One of the first instructions Prabhupada gave me, it was in Mayapur. I already was serving Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave me his letters in Bengali, that letters that he received, and he wanted me to write those replies. And so one day Srila Prabhupada was having his massage on the roof of Lotus Building in Mayapur. So I went and read out the letters to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada corrected me. And then I just kept on sitting there, thinking that let me take as much association of Srila Prabhupada as possible. So Prabhupada was having his massage and I was sitting there. And then Prabhupada just started to speak. And he said, just offer this life to Krishna. And then he said, for so many lifetimes you are trying to enjoy. And you can see that you are still not satisfied. So just offer this life to Krishna and see what happens. And then he said, if nothing happens, what's the loss? It's just one lifetime out of so many. Just one life out of so many lives. So just offer it to Krishna and see what happens. And then Prabhupada kept on speaking for a long, long time, explaining the nature of this material world. And he was reminding me about the importance of sanctity.
Answered. Doesn't this answer?
So So this also is a similar request. Can you please share some memories of Srila Prabhupada? And how can we develop more dedication in the mission of Srila Prabhupada? How can we develop more dedication? Yes, like have faith in this process and follow the guidance of your superiors. Act according to their instruction and the rest will automatically happen. Like becoming, ultimately what it means to become engaged in Krishna consciousness. Our engagement in Krishna consciousness takes place according to the direction or guidance of the of our superiors. Like here you are in the temple authorities will guide you and act according to their guidance. Try not to find faults with your authorities. Rather recognize that whatever they are doing is for your benefit. Whatever engagement, whatever service they are giving to you is to make you properly situated in Krishna's devotional service. And you will see how your heart will become filled with joy. And that joy is what we are hankering for. How to understand who is inferior or equal? Is it dependent upon when someone comes to Krishna consciousness? Because sometimes we see a junior devotee advancing more than us. Yeah. So, first of all, this consideration is in the light of our Krishna consciousness. We see superior and inferior in the light of one's Krishna consciousness. Say, for example, in the material platform, how the superiority or inferiority is judged? How much money one has, right? Is judged according to one's money, financial situation. Oh, he is a very rich man, so he must be very big. We see him as very, as superior. Or someone has material qualification or material achievement. We see things in the light of material measurement. But in Krishna consciousness, the consideration is spiritual advancement. How much love one has developed for Krishna. And as you say, like somebody may be new. Now, new, this is a material consideration. He may have come to Krishna consciousness recently, much after us. But he may be an exalted devotee. How do you see that? By seeing his service attitude, by seeing his commitment to Krishna consciousness movement, by seeing his enlightened consciousness. Thank you very much. So I'll stop now. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. All glories to the assembly of
devotees.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Guru Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. We are very thankful to Maharaj. We also have today evening a Mahaprasthan program.
Haribol, end of lecture, Bhagavatam class. Thank you.